Hi, welcome to another episode of a Metal Conversations podcast. I'm Michael Pfeiffer. In today's episode, I'm going to take a divergence from talking about metals engineering and talk about a broader topic that applies to all of engineering. The topic is engineering mistakes and their causes and fixes. So today I'm going to talk about two different types of common engineering mistakes or broad category of engineering mistakes. So I'd like to start with two stories. The first story is actually not my story, is the story from Chris Lewicki. It's L-E-W-I-C-K-I. And his website is chrislewicki.com. On his website, he has an article titled My $500 Million Mars Rover Mistake, a Failure Story. And the problem involved, or the mistake involved, something that happened during some final testing of the Mars rover before it was going to get launched into outer space. During the final testing, him and a team of people were testing various functions of the Mars rover, and he was responsible for testing certain aspects of the rover. And he hooked up his equipment, and then when they turned on the equipment and started the testing, the rover shut down, and it looked like it might have been a catastrophic problem with the rover. He figured out that he had hooked up one of his pieces of equipment incorrectly in preparing for the test, and that's what caused the problem. You can read more about the problem on his website, and I gave it to you, but this is an example of a process or procedure error where someone running a process, it could be setting up something for testing or doing another analysis on something or using a process for a manufacturing process. So it can be any process where there's a series of steps associated with setting things up and performing the task. So that's a process or procedure error. The other story is a personal one. It was when I worked in the integrated circuit factory. In the factory, we take wafers of silicon. These are like half millimeter thick discs of silicon. They were 4 inches in diameter. And putting them through various processes in order to form integrated circuits on the silicon. And it takes, for the product we were making, it takes about 2 months total to make the entire integrated circuit on the wafers. I was responsible for a cleaning process used to clean particles off the wafers prior to one of the steps in the manufacturing process. Particles are a problem because they can destroy certain features on the integrated circuit and render them useless. So we don't like particles in semiconductor processing. The purpose of the cleaning process was to remove the particles from the surface of the wafer prior to a certain heat treating step. I was working on the process, and the process involved two cleaning steps. First cleaning step was using hydrogen peroxide, and the second step involved using an acid after the hydrogen peroxide. And I knew about some of the reasons for using the acid after the hydrogen peroxide, but I didn't understand all of the reasons, and I hadn't really become an expert in the entire cleaning process. So I did some testing and found that we can get clean wafers without having to use the acid part of the cleaning process. I was asked, are there any problems with having just the hydrogen peroxide part of the cleaning process? And I said, no, there weren't. And I had these tests that looked at the particles, and I was only thinking about particles when thinking about the steps of the cleaning process. So we got rid of the second step of the cleaning process, the acid part, and started running product through. 2 months later, product started coming out, and it was failing final electrical test. Now, this is a lot of product failing. There's 80,000 parts per batch of wafers, and this problem happened with like 8 to 10 batches of wafers. So it was a significant amount of money. Luckily, I was at a place where they said, you know, you figure out what you did and fix it. So first of all, we went back to the old cleaning process while I figured out what was going on. I did a lot of research and understanding what was going on at the surface of the metal that was affecting the electrical behavior of these circuits. As it turns out, hydrogen peroxide, in addition to cleaning off the wafer and doing some things chemically to the surface of the wafer, it also leaves behind a very thin layer of aluminum. It's like a 100 nanometer thick layer of aluminum on the surface of the wafer. Well, it turns out that layer of aluminum was interfering with the heat treating step after the cleaning process, and that was what caused the failures. The purpose of the acid clean, in addition to doing some other things chemically, it removed the aluminum layer from the surface of the silicon. Removing that layer was important in order to be able to do subsequent processing properly. So in the course of my research, I learned why the different steps were used, and I had to read journal articles and read books on the cleaning processes and really become an expert on this specific cleaning process. We were able to make subsequent changes that helped to reduce the particles on the wafers without upsetting the chemical nature of the wafers. By the way, part of the decision to get rid of the second step, the acid clean, it involved me making a decision that was based a little bit on common sense or quote unquote scientific intuition. And my lesson from this is that there is no such thing as scientific intuition or scientific common sense. Either you know or you don't know. This could be in knowing how to perform things, and having certain skills from an engineering perspective, or understanding the science of something. Either you know or you don't know. So this mistake was a mistake made out of ignorance. I'm going to call this an ignorance-based mistake. In my experience, in engineering, there are two types of mistakes. We have the process and procedure errors that lead to mistakes, and we have the ignorance-based mistake. And people sometimes get queasy with the word ignorance. They can take it as being a really harsh way of saying something, but it really just means you're not knowledgeable about something. You don't have the skills or the knowledge to do something and to make decisions or to carry things out. For these two types of mistakes, there are different causes or root causes and then different fixes. For the process or procedure errors, the root cause is not paying attention or paying complete attention and giving the task at hand the complete attention that's required. This can be because people are distracted, they're hasty, maybe they're trying to multitask, maybe they're tired, or maybe they're having just a bad day, they had an argument with their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. Or if it's a task that's complicated, and there are various steps that have to be done carefully, maybe there's no written procedure or the person isn't following the written procedure. In any case, the fix is, first of all, bringing mindfulness and focus to the task at hand, paying complete attention and getting rid of distractions. This means also putting your phone aside, not listening to podcasts and listening to music while doing a task. If it's important to get it right, you should be focused on it. And the other thing is, be purposeful in what you're doing. And the other thing is to write and follow a recipe or checklist or standard operating procedure and make sure it's thorough. These tools will help prevent making process or procedure errors. In the case of mistakes that are associated with ignorance, the root cause is lack of experience or lack of knowledge related to the task or the decision or the problem that you're facing. And this can be because this lack of education or experience occurs when someone's a beginner at something, or it's someone who does have experience, but they're trying to use intuition or common sense because they don't have complete knowledge about the science or the skills required to make the decision or to do the task. And it's also people who are overconfident in their knowledge when it's really they don't have the level of knowledge. There's something called the competence hierarchy. This is not something I came up with. And there are four levels of the competence hierarchy. The lowest level is unconscious incompetence. This is when someone doesn't know what they don't know. That's probably where I was with the cleaning process. And there's someone who famously said that talked about the unknown unknowns. In engineering, being unconsciously incompetent is a problem if you're involved in doing something or making decisions that require competence. The next level up above that is conscious incompetence. This is when someone gains enough knowledge or skills to become aware about the intricacy, the depth of knowledge needed to make decisions or to work on a particular task, And so they realize that they don't have the knowledge or the skills and are wary of that. The next level above that is when a person does start gaining the skills and the knowledge, but they're not, they haven't done it for a long time, so they're not expert at applying it. So they have to think harder about using it, but they're still able to be involved in doing the task or making decisions and solving problems. That level is conscious competence. Finally, the highest level, the fourth level, the top level, is unconscious competence. This is when someone is an expert at something. They've been doing it for so long, and they are able to quickly make decisions and do tasks without having to think about it, because they just know it so well. And we're surrounded by people like this. And in various areas, people have unconscious competence in different areas, but not in all areas. There is a well-known thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which relates to this hierarchy of competence and unconscious competence. And the Dunning-Kruger effect occurs when a person's lack of knowledge or skill in a certain area causes them to overestimate their own competence. They're just unaware of what they don't know. And we don't want to be in that position. For the fix for preventing errors and mistakes due to ignorance is to first of all, to gain experience with a certain area, and also to learn from experienced colleagues, learn from books, learn from training, online training, going back to universities and taking courses there, but gaining the knowledge needed to move up the layers of the competence hierarchy. In my case, with the cleaning processes, I had to spend a lot of time researching the cleaning process and understanding its origins, and spent time reading journal articles about the effects of the different chemicals on the chemistry of the surface of the wafer. And I had to spend time doing experiments to understand the effects of the two different processes on the chemistry of the surface of the wafers. So it was a lot of time I spent, and I kind of became an expert on this particular cleaning process. It was a very humbling experience for me. So there are two broad categories of mistakes, or the causes of mistakes. One is a process or procedure error, and the other is errors made out of ignorance. Maybe there are other general areas I can't think of any. Maybe this is where I'm unconsciously incompetent. So that's it. I'd welcome to hear your questions or comments about this. Feel free to email or call. My email address is mike@imetllc.com. Thanks for listening. Good luck with your decisions and your processes. And of course, good luck with your medals. Bye.